भगवद्गीता 3.42 इंद्रियाणि मनो बुद्धिर् अस्याधिष्ठानम् उच्यते एतैर्विमोहयत्येष ज्ञानमावृत्य देहिनम्। सो हियर कृष्णा इज नाउ डिस्क्राइबिंग द हायरार्की ऑफ द वेरियस एलिमेंट्स दैट आर इन द लाइन ऑफ फायर ऑफ लस्ट। In this section from 3.36 to 43, Krishna is talking about who is the inner enemy that impels us to wrongdoing, that is lust, and how to combat it. So, Indriyani Paranyahur, Ahur refers to this, that is matter, material sense objects, material world. So, the sense objects are out there, but it is the senses which go to the sense objects primarily. When a person approaches us to tempt us, say that person's senses are coming to us and we are the sense object. But essentially it is the senses that go to the sense objects. So in that sense, they are conscious. So the sense objects, when we are attracted to a sense object, we are not attracted to the person per se. We are attracted to the material form of that person. So that material form is of course unconscious. So in that sense, the senses are higher than the sense objects or the broad material form. From which lust fires itself into our heart. So, Indriyani Paranyahur Indriyebhya Parammanaha. So, above the senses is the mind. So, now the arrows of lust, if we say, they come and then they shoot through the eyes. So, that is one level penetration. Just like, you know, if somebody wants to, if a terrorist wants to target the Prime Minister of India, the Prime Minister of India is not going to walk on the street for anyone to shoot. You know, actually, there are so many levels of security there are so many security checks, one gate, two gate, three gates, and only after that the terrorists can actually reach maybe the parliament building or wherever, and there also there will be checks, and afterwards the terrorists may reach the Prime Minister. So it's difficult. Similarly, Krishna is telling that lust, how does it fire? Indriyebhya Parammanaha. So lust fires at our senses. From the senses, the fire comes to the mind. And there is perception through the senses and there is imagination through the mind. Now the mind is considered at a higher level because the mind directs the senses. That when the mind imagines and the mind integrates the inputs from the senses and presents it to the intelligence and the soul, and the mind also sends the signals back to the senses. You know, in the chariot body metaphor, the mind is the reins. So it is the coordinating thing between the horses and the chariot, which is the intelligence. So further up in that hierarchy, higher the reins are controlled by the charioteers. So charioteer is the intelligence. So manas is tupara buddhe. Intelligence is the charioteer, and the charioteer directs the horses through the reins. So like that, the intelligence directs the senses through the mind. And then yo buddhe paratastu saha. Yo buddhe, that means the buddhi, beyond the buddhi is the saha. Saha is the soul. Now the soul is the passenger in the, or the chariot warrior, we could say, whichever we want to refer to it. But the point is that the chariot should be going where the warrior wants to go. So in that sense, the line of command should be from the chariot passenger, who would be a warrior, a king or whatever, from the chariot passenger to the charioteer to the reins, and through the reins to the horses. And that's how the chariot should move. So Krishna is describing that same hierarchy from, not from top down, but from bottom up. So he says, Yo buddhe paratastu saha. Above the buddhi is the saha, the soul. Now what is the point of describing this hierarchy? Now that is to actually explain how lust can be combated. And that specific way this knowledge of this hierarchy can be used to combat lust will be described in the next verse. But here, let's continue the point of the line of fire of lust. So once the mind gets triggered by the mind gets kindled, mind gets ignited, and the imagination starts burning severely in the consciousness. Hey, maybe I can enjoy this way, maybe I can enjoy that way. Maybe I can do this, maybe I can do that. Now, at this stage, what happens is, the mind is inflamed with imagination, but after that, there is still the intelligence. That is the next line of guard. Now, when the intelligence is normally meant to control the mind, but when lust enters into the intelligence, that means, now, the lust has kindled the imagination so attractively that the intelligence also falls for it. Oh, this pleasure is so wonderful. Then, I'll also enjoy this pleasure. Oh, I also want to enjoy it. Then the intelligence also falls for it, and then intelligence starts scheming how I can enjoy this. So intelligence, instead of fighting lust, starts scheming how I can enjoy. That's how the intelligence also falls. So it's like the line of fire is moving further and further. And then, when the intelligence also is persuaded, at that time, the person falls. The person falls means, the person realizes that now, this is what the person thinks, that this is what I should do, this is how I'll enjoy, this is what is the way to happiness. And that way, that is the pathway to delusion. That is the pathway to self-destruction. So, although the soul is superior to all these, but at present the soul's actions are guided through the knowledge acquiring apparatus of the senses, the mind and the intelligence. The soul is the highest in the sense that ultimately the soul is the perceiver, soul is the knowledge acquirer. But the soul that is the knowledge acquirer needs to acquire knowledge in a very through the senses, mind and intelligence. And when the lust conquers the senses, mind and intelligence, then the soul also succumbs. So how the soul succumbs is described in this verse, and how the knowledge of this hierarchy can help one to combat lust will be described in the next verse. Thank you.